Back after the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, this is CNN Student News. We've got a bit of history coming up. First, though, a nasty ice storm in the U.S. Northeast. The mayor of Danbury, Connecticut, called it Icezilla. Freezing rain glazed parts of the region over the weekend. It made driving extremely dangerous. Some highways had to be closed. One pileup in Pennsylvania involved 60 cars and trucks. One person was killed in the wreck, and 30 were hurt.
It was just a big load of cars, a lot of mayhem and chaos going on.
It's horrible. It's horrible, man. I've been sitting out here since 7:30.
Several other people died in road accidents. Conditions were treacherous from Connecticut to Maine, much of it caused by black ice, when a thin, often invisible layer freezes over roads. It caused a pileup on the West Coast as well, involving dozens of vehicles on Interstate 84 in Oregon. There was an incredible story of survival, though. As his pickup was crushed between two tractor trailers, Caleb Whitby said he just closed his eyes and prayed. Whitby walked away from this with only a bruise and some scratches. After hearing stories like that and remembering the brutal cold of last winter, it might be hard to believe that 2014 was the warmest year recorded since 1880.